Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
And God continues to talk to us on Friday before Christmas. The first reading for Samuel, this is when Hannah brought Samuel to God and left him there. And this is pretty much what Mary's doing. Mary gave herself to the Lord. And then we hear what she says back to Elizabeth. Yesterday, we talked about what Elizabeth said to Mary when she came and announced her presence. The day before, we talked about the virgins shall receive, the virgin, not S plural, sorry. Virgins shall. That made me sound plural. Okay, so the virgin will shall conceive and bear a son. Okay, we heard about her accepting what the Archangel Gabriel said to her and, you know, asked some questions and then said, hey, I'm the handmaid of the Lord. And so it's God again speaking to us to look at life through Mary's eyes, through what God is doing. One of the things that is really hitting me square between the eyes is all of the baby stuff. Remember, the big thing back then and the big thing now, probably even bigger. With the internet, it is so much easier to traffic children, to be in the sex trades. You could just snatch someone up, create a new ID, kill someone off. I mean, it is crazy what you could do nowadays. And back then, they also had child sacrifices all the time, all the time. So I believe in my heart of hearts, my soul of souls, after also battling with abortion, with not really wanting to, I mean, I understood it in my mind. Everyone, this is where faith turns into God's wisdom. When you understand the faith and you have knowledge of the faith and you believe the faith, but then somehow it's just in your head. It's when it takes that, you know, I don't know, 12, 18 inch jaunt down from your head into your heart, that it actually becomes God's wisdom, and then our will and desire align with His through grace, through blessing. You can hear my podcast on grace and blessing. Anyway, when we think about Mary, who was filled with sanctifying grace and filled with actual grace and blessing because her will was so aligned with God that she was basically God. I mean, when the Holy Spirit overshadowed her, I mean, it pretty much, she's always had the Spirit of God filling her. So her will has always been aligned with God. Never had concupiscence, never had any sin that pulls her away from His will. And that is where she says, again, she responds to Elizabeth, my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for He has looked upon His lowly servant. Okay. My soul proclaims. There's a lot of different interpretations that say my soul magnifies the greatness of the Lord. And I like that interpretation because I like to think about it this way. My soul Am I magnifying the Lord in my life, or am I magnifying my problems? Am I magnifying what that person said to me? You know, when people say, keep it in perspective, that's kind of where I look at that magnifying take versus my soul proclaims. But we should be proclaiming the Spirit of the Lord and rejoicing in God, my Savior. You know, we should definitely be giving credit where credit is due and glorifying Him by living the way that He wants us to, number one. And number two, talking about Him in our life and how different our life is now that He's come in and changed us through that sanctifying grace. And that we have asked Him into our hearts so that our actual grace and our will aligns with His. And then we become conformed, transformed, sanctified to His will. And our life changes. And we become free from that stronghold that used to run us. So I go back to abortion and I think about how I was so duped that I thought, you know, yes, I understood God is the author of life. But what really helps is when you reflect on the two women and the two babies we're talking about right now. Elizabeth and her miraculous conception too of Saint John the Baptist. And she who thought she was barren, who said that, oh Lord, she put herself away for 5 months and reflected on the fact that He, in His own sweet time, pretty much, when He saw it was fit timing, He relieved her of that shame, of that disgrace to others. And back then, when you weren't allowed to have a baby, or when God didn't allow you to have a baby, it didn't come, people thought it was because you were a sinner and you did something wrong. And Elizabeth and Zechariah were very holy people who abided by the word of God. So God took His sweet old time, but look at what He did. A miracle in Elizabeth herself. B, proof that Mary is the mother of God by what Elizabeth ends up saying to her, and that that little baby boy in Elizabeth's belly is aware, fully aware, and filled with the Holy Spirit, that the Lord is right there in Mary's womb. And He is leaping, saying, I will herald and do anything to announce your coming, Lord. The baby leaps in her womb. So these babies are not just clumps of cells. Jesus didn't just come down as a man, He came as a baby. These two amazing men who had such, well, of course, Jesus was salvation, but St. John the Baptist, such a great role. Mary, Elizabeth, massive roles in salvation history. And they came into the world as babies. This was on purpose. This is God's doing. This is for us to see the importance of what babies can turn out to be. Saviors of the world. Of course, there's only one Jesus. But incredible saints and people who will make a difference in history, in salvation history, which is the most important history of all. Amazing. So today, let's magnify the greatness of the Lord. Let's rejoice in God, our Savior. And what I'd like you to do is to continue on. Go to usccbasinboy.org/Bible/readings and go to the date and read Saturday and Sunday and Monday. And yes, you must go to church mass on Sunday and Monday, or on Sunday during the day, and midnight mass. Sorry. And you know what? You should say to your kids, hey, it's incredible to realize that you can receive Jesus 2 days in a row. And maybe review a Eucharistic miracle with them. Go online, find one that's a video. Go to, what's his name? Acutis, Blessed Acutis. I can't remember his name, but you could put that in. Blessed, put Acutis, A-C-U-T-I-S, I think it is, and then just put Eucharist. I'm sure you're all screaming in the phone. That's who it is, Blessed something Acutis. Carlos Acutis, I think it is. Well, we are yelling worked. if that's who it is, it came through to my ears. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Okay, let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, how you speak to us through your word. And as we approach Christmas, we will continue, everyone who is praying with me right now, we promise to continue to read the readings tomorrow, and we will ask the Holy Spirit to come into our heart and to help us pray as we ought so that we could hear the message that you want us to hear in our lives today or Saturday and also on Sunday and, of course, on Monday. Help us to do that before we go to Mass, so that together, Lord, you and we can spend time one-on-one with your word, so we can hear what you are saying to us with no distractions, so that you and I can prepare for the beautiful joining of the Eucharist, Jesus, your Son, into our bodies, our souls, our minds, our hearts, and help us to hear new things as we attend the celebration of the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, and remembering always what Mary and Jesus and Joseph sacrificed for us. In the holy name of Jesus, we pray, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Alrighty, go out and be joy. We are still in the week of joy. Really contemplate what Mary said. She doesn't say much in the Bible, and that is on purpose. It's not about her. She knows it. For anyone who is listening, who thinks that we worship Mary, we do not. We venerate her. We're devoted to her. She is the Mother of God. She is sinless. She is a virgin. She guided and led that little boy up until 30 years old. She asked him to start his ministry when it wasn't his hour. He loves her more than any human creation ever. And she was assumed into heaven, and she sits at the right hand of Jesus, who's at the right hand of God the Father. And they together, because of her perfect dedication and 100% will toward God and his will, became the mediatrix of grace. Why not? She brought the salvation of the world to us all. And you can see in all of the readings as we've read up to this point, there are other women who were miraculously impregnated by God, who then gave their children back to God. And Isaiah said that the virgin would give birth to the Messiah. And here we are, days away from Christmas. All right, everyone, I love you all. Find something more with God, soul, mind, and body. Don't forget to start thinking about... Nope, we're not going to go there. Nope. Rewind, and have a blessed and inspired day.